coming to you live from Vanguard headquarters, Vanguard Studios, World Central, New Orleans, Louisiana. All right. We are here. Alan Rafuse, Dave Kawula. And Alan, who is your guest that you have
with us? Matt from South Carolina.
Hi, Matt from South Carolina.
Close.
A little bit further north.
Matt from Cambridge, Ontario. Got some good Canadian content going on here. Keep the CRTC happy.
Exactly.
Oh, that's true.
Yep. They can't shut us down because we're not in the country.
So just my head's available at the moment from the looks of it.
Hold on. There.
Ah, there we go. The rest of me. Okay,
I feel
better.
Now we can see more of you. So Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself. I heard that you love long walks on the beach.
I do. I'm up to about 12,000 steps today. Some of those were along the boardwalk here. So, yeah, that's not too far-fetched. No, I'm an IT manager by day. So, I guess end user.
By
night, I'm many things. Some of those I can't talk about publicly. No, I'm an IT manager, customer, end user, all that sort of stuff. I run my own Veeam user group. I blog. I'm on Twitter. And hey, I'm in New Orleans for Veeam On. Woo!
Right on, excellent. Right on. And the most important part, he's Canadian.
Hey!
Yeah,
exactly.
I have to say, one of the hardest things about traveling to the U.S. is remembering to say A at the end of every sentence. Folks seem disappointed when I don't do that.
Uh-huh. Why aren't you saying A?
A?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or can you say a boot?
No doubt about it.
So the last time that I saw you, Matt, I think was around this time last year.
Yes, and in a foreign country yet again.
We were in London, England.
In the Commonwealth, yes.
We were. And we were there for the Veeam UK forum. And so we had a chance to go through our VMCE advanced training together.
That's correct.
And so that was quite a bit of fun, actually. That was a good experience and a lot of information, but it was really good. What are your plans for this week for VeeamON? Are you going to be speaking, any sessions, attending? What's the plan of attack?
So I will be there. I don't have my agenda finalized yet. I am not talking as far as a session goes. However, if you track me down in the hallway, you'll probably have a hard time stopping me from talking.
Excellent.
I tend to ramble on a lot, especially about Veeam, as my blood is somewhat green in that regard. But I'm hoping to set the VMCE A at some point.
Are you sure you're not from Saskatchewan?
Do you bleed green? That's a Canadian joke, eh?
Eh. But no, I'm hoping for a good time. There should be a ton of great announcements, talking to peers, vendors, all that sort of good stuff. It's going to be a great time all around.
Awesome. So when it comes to dealing with availability, what are your thoughts on the latest rounds of ransomware?
Well, ransomware's definitely one of those things that could keep me up at night. Being a Veeam customer, I sleep soundly. In that I know my backups are running, they're running well. You've got things like Sure Backups that will just test it automatically to make sure that your backup actually is valid. And it's all about knowing what data needs to be protected with what sort of RPO, RTO, all that sort of stuff. I might have a file server where I can say, you know what, I could lose a solid 8 hours on that, I'll be good. Okay, cool. But you need to know that going in. If it's a matter of, hey, this file server that we thought we could just roll back to the backup from 24 hours ago, if they say, you know what, we need the backup from an hour ago, well, you have to figure all that stuff out ahead of time. So it's really a matter of knowing what data do you need protected and what sort of policies.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you guys use for backup targets right now?
So right now we use primarily, I guess a custom built super micro chassis. You got a bunch of drives in there and all that sort of stuff. We figured out what our backup window was, retention points, all that sort of stuff. And we just built something in-house, gave them some specs, said we need this number of drives based on IOPS and all that sort of stuff, and it's been running like a champ for about 18 months now.
What operating system you threw on there?
So right now, actually, against best practices, I hate to say it, we are writing it to SMB share. We're looking at revamping that, especially with REFS, or REFS, as I like to call it, because that's a real game changer from the repository standpoint. The main reason why we went with a SMB share to begin with is we're actually running FreeNAS on there. That's primarily just a licensing issue. So I work for SMB. You know what? Money is a thing at the end of the day. Exactly. Yep. We don't have any sort of enterprise agreement, so we can't just toss whatever we want on there. So the FreeNAS was a means of getting the hardware in. And sort of stage two is, okay, let's take a look at this licensing. My plan was to toss Server 2016 on there. Honestly, you know what? You take a look at Windows 10 supporting ReFS now. It's like, that might be something to look at. Yep.
So as your backup, primary backup target, FreeNAS, great solution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how about getting your data offsite? What are you doing to get your data offsite?
So we leverage backup copy jobs fairly heavily for that. They're great in that we just back up to rotated media, take that offsite, literally toss it in a vault offsite, you know, and we do a quick inventory of it. What's on there? What was a backup date? You know, record serial numbers. So if we ever need to go looking for it, we could quickly verify which drive we're looking for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the cool solutions that that Alan and I have been doing some work with is actually building a VPN to Azure and actually just standing up like an Azure A2 class virtual machine, adding about 4 or 8 drives, depending on what class. You got to get higher than Azure A2 to get more than 4 drives. But I'm not a really big fan of like blob storage for that. I want it to actually be in Hyper-V VHD files, and I want it to be something that I can really feel and touch because I feel comfortable with that. So what we've done is just set up a storage spaces single server configuration. There's no additional licensing required. ReFS works great on there. And so that's what we're actually using to dump our backup copy jobs up there. And so it's great for those SMB customers, especially those that bought Backup Essentials.
Yep.
If they only have a handful of servers that they're protecting, they can get the Enterprise Plus Edition, which includes the WAN accelerator.
Yep.
And so now they're not paying for as much data going outbound to Azure. But more importantly, you pay for all of your egress data coming out of Azure.
Yeah, so the ingress is very cheap.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Free is good.
And so basically, with having the WAN accelerator, though, when you go to do those restores, you're not going to be hitting that egress traffic as hard now because all of the WAN accelerators have been primed on either side. So the optimizations you get shipping the data up there, you're also going to get them bringing them back. So I found that that's a really handy solution, and we're coming in at around the $100 to $200 a month range for most of our customers.
Which when considered is sort of the traditional alternative to that was, hey, we need to buy a duplicate set of hardware to maintain somewhere that may never be turned on.
Power, cooling,
exactly. So from the management side of things, I'm always a guy who looks at it and says, well, we've got to spend all this money for something that we may never use. I see the value in DR. But that might be hard to get that purchase sort of approved, right? Because it may be capital that you never use. When you get things like Azure, where all of a sudden, you know, especially when you look at like the Veeam agent for Windows, where you could do, you know, instant restores to Azure now, that's really a eye-opener. I mean, it has lots of use cases there.
But I could even store my Azure backups in my Azure repository and then do reverse backup copy jobs back the
back
other way.
On site.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it kind of works. It's interesting that it can kind of work both directions like that. And in the spirit of, you know, what's happening with all of the cybersecurity issues and ransomware, I think one of the most important things is to keep absolutely distinct and separate sets of credentials for your repositories. You do not want those inside of the same domain. You do not want those in the same kind of attack. We'll call them the same attack surface. You got to fence them off, and you got to really protect those backups. Like they're your lifeblood, because if those backups get encrypted, you know, then there's no point of even taking them in the first place.
Yeah.
I had a law firm in Calgary that one of my friends had to get called in to support. Small business, you know, just a handful of servers. the problem was is that they were using Veeam for backing up, but they had everything just on like a little small business server, and it was always just that central set of passwords and credentials. Everything was just whatever. That account happened to get hit, and now all of a sudden the Veeam backup repositories got hit, and those files are fair game if they're not encrypted, because they're not actively being used unless there's a backup in flight, or you know, unless there's a synthetic full operation being running. So it only takes a handful of our VIB files, the incremental backup files, to be targeted, and the whole backup chain is completely useless.
Yep.
And so it's really, really important to think about that, I think, for the people that are viewing, just to protect yourself from ransomware. And I think actually Alan and I were talking about this
offline,
that you know, that's going to be a very hot button topic. And the other thing that we've got customers doing is actually taking those servers completely offline.
Yep.
So if you had a rotational media or something that you were attaching to there,
yep,
you can run a PowerShell script to actually offline that drive.
Yep.
Because
if
that drive is actually dismounted and just offline, I can run the pre-start Veeam scripts to online it before it actually runs the job, and then turn it off afterwards. That way, my chance of getting hit are even smaller. It's not perfect.
No.
It's not perfect.
But it's much better.
But it's even, you know, in the event that that's the only thing that you have,
yep,
then you know what are really the
security in depth
choices. Yeah. Yep.
But Dave, we were even talking offline, when you're on the domain with your backup credentials, we're talking traditional file servers, but we even started talking about SQL servers.
Yep. Yep.
When you SharePoint,
they're just files, yeah.
SharePoint, you use a web dev, get in there, and you look at it as a file system. And you were even saying, stop the SQL service.
Yep. Well,
now your LDF and your MDF files, NDFs are all corrupted. Now you're down.
One of the things I've appreciated about Veeam for a while is you can actually store credentials in the job. So the actual Veeam server doesn't need those credentials per se, like that Windows host need to connect to those remote shares.
That's right.
It just gets mounted as part of the job, and that little extra layer of security really adds a lot. I mean, a best practice is you keep those repositories off the domain, right?
Yes.
You put the credentials in the job. That way, you have some admin who gets infected, he won't hit those.
I think a lot of people realize that to have it off domain is the best practice.
Yep.
Because everybody's told, put it on the domain, it has access, give it a Windows service account, if you will.
Yep. Well, on the domain is easier, right? It doesn't make it more secure.
Make it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. No, exactly. Well, Matt, thank you very much for stopping by, buddy. We really appreciate it. Well, we're going to have the rig set up throughout the week. This is just our pre-show that we've kind of got going to kick off the spirit of, you know, what is Veeam On. And it's been awesome. You know, it's great to have, you know, probably 20 vanguards come up and show up.
Knock on the door.
Knock on your door. Hey, everybody's
here. 20 here.
Awesome. Okay, well, thanks, Matt, and we'll see you around this week.